Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. Massachusetts joins 13 other states in voting on Super Tuesday. That is when more than a third of the delegates who will pick the next Democratic presidential nominee are elected. And it has been a busy weekend of campaigning. WBUR's Fred Tice joins us to talk about it. Good morning, Fred.
Hi, Sharon.
Fred, the big event in Massachusetts was yesterday's big rally on Boston Common for Bernie Sanders. Tell us about that.
Well, so he rallied thousands of people. His campaign said 13,000. Most people were young, overwhelmingly young. You know, and that's very different from the Bernie Sanders crowds I followed 4 years ago, where there was really a mixture of ages. Now it seems that his supporters, at least those who show up at rallies, are predominantly young people. Many are first-time voters, but a lot of them are people who supported Sanders 4 years ago, and they're finally seeing that it could come true, that he could get the nomination, and they're really very thrilled about that. It was an incredibly enthusiastic crowd. The Sanders cry now is "not me, us," and people were chanting that. One of the things that I did notice, there were few people of color in the crowd, and given that Boston is a majority-minority city, I was surprised by that. However, there were some people of color there. Keisha Cornaldi came from Jamaica Plain. She's a professor at Emerson College.
I appreciate his firm stance on Medicare for All. It's an issue that I think impacts a lot of people, but for me, I'm thinking of older family members, sort of younger members that may not be insured, and I really want to make sure that their health care needs are met.
Well, Fred, I mean, clearly health care is a major issue for a lot of voters. What did Sanders talk about?
Well, one of the things was health care.
We are going to defeat Donald Trump. Because not only is he a pathological liar, he is a fraud. He told the American people in 2016 that he would provide health care to everybody. You remember that? He lied.
And he urged supporters to contribute to a record turnout on Tuesday. He also talked about how he sees himself beating President Trump in the fall.
We are putting together the strongest grassroots movement in the modern history of America. This is not just a campaign. We are a movement. We are a multi-generational, multi-racial grassroots movement, black and white, Latino, Native American, Asian American.
Sanders predicted that he would beat Trump by increasing turnout among Democrats. Turnout now has been mixed in the early states. In Iowa, it was relatively low, but in New Hampshire, in Nevada, and yesterday in South Carolina, all those states saw record or near record turnout.
Now, Fred, how significant is it that Sanders held this rally on Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren's home turf?
I think very significant, right? Polls differ, but a WBUR poll finds that Sanders leads in Massachusetts with 25% of likely voters in the Democratic primary compared to 17% for Warren. The Sanders rally yesterday drove home the point that he could well beat Warren on her home turf. Warren was campaigning in South Carolina, which held its primary yesterday, as well as in Arkansas and in Texas, but surrogates for her were all over Massachusetts. Our colleague Quincy Walters covered an event in Boston's South End, where Massachusetts Attorney General Maura Healey spoke to reporters.
This is where the action is at, and I think we're about getting stuff done. We're about action, we're about results, and that's why I'm so strongly supporting Elizabeth Warren, because she is the person who delivers.
Now, Fred, we should note Warren came in fifth in yesterday's South Carolina primary. What could that mean for her future?
Well, she has said ever since she came in fourth in New Hampshire without getting any delegates that this is a campaign for the long run. Four delegates. She's counting on other candidates dropping out. Last night, Tom Steyer did drop out after coming in third behind Joe Biden and Sanders in South Carolina. And it's possible that for the first time since 1956, Democrats will go into their convention without any candidate with a majority of delegates. And in that case, anything's possible.
Fred, thank you.
Thanks, Sharon.
WBUR reporter Fred Tice, this is 90.9 WBUR.